McGuire with Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church. Okay, given the reality that we got to face, we have two choices. We can go into denial, which will bring death, or we can go into opening our eyes, acquiring knowledge, which gives us power. You see, when we have knowledge, we acquire the power to do something about it proactively. And if we acquire the knowledge that gives us power, then we're in a position to strategically take actions that will produce freedom, societal transformation that will yield freedom, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. You know, that's what's being taken away from you. When you're being profiled, there are people abusing and violating your constitutional rights and the rights of the Declaration of Independence. And that is what makes America different and better than every other nation on planet Earth. It's not that the people of America are better, but our Christian Pilgrim and Puritan forefathers set up the American government, American legal system, completely rooted and grounded in the Bible. That produced the American dream. That produced the prosperity, the opportunity, the fairness, the equality. Now, all of that is under attack because, and this is where, you know, playtime's over, folks. It's time to grow up. I'm telling you, playtime is long over. It's time to grow up. So we accept responsibility that we need to acquire knowledge. We need to have a basic understanding about what's going on and why. And then we need to have a basic understanding of the strategy, the wisdom that we must acquire, and how we can execute that, how we can launch that. And if we do that properly by gaining intelligence, by gaining knowledge, then we can effectively and strategically and proactively target the strongholds and the obstacles that are energizing and erecting in your life, in my life, in our nation, in all across America. There is a counterfeit American system that is being put in place. And that counterfeit American system, if you have your eyes open, is nothing less than a communist Chinese style social credit score system, which is designed to oppress, enslave, subjugate, bring into captivity, make you a slave, make you serve like a slave, kill you, martyr you, send you to a re-education camp. You think that's paranoia? You think that's exaggeration? Is that what you think? You think I'm exaggerating? You think I'm overstating the case? Well, let me tell you something, okay? And let me tell you this real poignantly. What the platform that I'm speaking from is a platform of a lifetime of research that began when I was in third grade in, I guess it was grammar school. I came from an intellectual, creative family that was very knowledgeable about history, philosophy, and I developed skills, off-the-chart skills, because the neurological pathways in my brain were rewired and expanded, so I escaped being dumbed down by the public school system. To cut it short, I, by the grace of God, I was spared an abortion on my mind, and I was given an intellect and a mental acuity that works, that functions. And you have that same functioning intellectual and mental ability. Otherwise, you wouldn't listen to the program, the Paul McGuire Report. The people who listen to the Paul McGuire Report are those people that first have the God-given capability to grow their knowledge, but you also have the God-given ability to acquire the knowledge, which is power. Now, we are at a critical juncture, so we can do one or two things. We can pretend that what is happening is not happening, and we will be slaves of what Aldous Huxley called a scientific dictatorship. I read his book, Brave New World. I read the book, 1984, by George Orwell. I read both of those sci-fi dystopian novels in third grade, which were, in a sense, secular prophetic warnings against the cruelty of a technological elite. And Huxley warns that in the future, which is now, that a scientific elite will totally dominate the minds and consciousness of the people by using scientific mind control techniques like sleep deprivation, sleep learning, mind-altering drugs, psychedelic drugs like mescaline and LSD, social engineering, and advanced behavioral programming. And then Huxley said, and the effectiveness of the scientific dictatorship will be so great, Huxley said, is that the people, the masses of people, will be totally brainwashed according to the technology of our scientific dictatorship, yet they will be completely incapable of comprehending and understanding the reality that indeed, in fact, that they are in a scientific dictatorship, and every thought that they have, their behaviors that they have all been carefully programmed into them. And so we have programmed them to literally enjoy their slavery. Not only will they not know that they're slaves, but they will literally enjoy, they will be ecstatic about serving as slaves. Now that brings us to the place of the globalist elite, the Great Reset, where they tell you the old communist Marxist lie regarding the Great Reset. They say, you will own absolutely nothing, but you'll never be happier in your whole life. That is a total contradiction in words, and it is a total lie. And every time it has been applied in history, like the communist revolutions in China and Russia, it has produced a death count and mass killings of hundreds of millions of people. And the people hated passionately their slavery. They hated the fact that they could own nothing. And they recognized and woke up bitterly. And sadly to say, when it was far too late, they came out of their brainwashed trances and they recognized that they had been stripped of any ability to defend themselves and exercise their will. And they had now become slaves of a communist socialist superstate. All right, so in the time sequence that we're in, God, who does exist, it is not the will of God for America to slide into a transhumanist, communist, digital dictatorship and totalitarian state. That is not the will of God. It is not the will of God to destroy God's reality and replace it with a simulated or artificial reality. It is not the will of God to mass inject people under the cloak of lies, to mass inject people with what essentially is, on a microscopic level, microscopic nanobots that are self-evolving. In other words, they grow from a microscopic level. They grow into entities that are like giant parasites, and they live inside of you. No, it's not a horror movie. It's a fact. And it's nanobot technology. They're self-evolving nanobots. The chemicals they disperse from the sky in terms of weather modification weapons, which they now call, in terms of salesmanship, geoengineering. But geoengineering is nothing less than weather modification weapons. And so when you see, there's two kinds of jets that fly over your house. Jets that are spewing out authentic jet gas that causes the plane to fly. There's another kind of jet that utilizes jet gas, but the interior of the jet is one gigantic long room filled with several large, giant plastic tanks that are filled with a cocktail of toxic chemicals like lithium, the tranquilizer, like graphene oxide, which turns your body and brain into a broadcasting system and electromagnetic frequency receiving system. And that graphene oxide is dispersed in, from the sky to the to what you breathe. The tranquilizers are dispersed from the sky via chemtrails into what you breathe. And you are breathing in a toxic mix of mind-altering chemicals that dumb you down, that function as precursors for Alzheimer's, and then the graphene oxide and other chemicals coupled with the transformation via the self-evolving nanobots, you are now a body, brain, and person that functions as both a electromagnetic frequency receiver, and you become a broadcaster, like a radio station. You broadcast out electromagnetic frequencies. So the purpose of 5G technology is 5G technology. Yeah, the sucker punch to you is you get a faster internet, faster downloading, faster uploading. Great, whoop-de-doo. The minus, the debit, the withdrawal from your life is the fact that the 5G electromagnetic frequencies, and each frequency resonates at a specific numerical number. These can, when they're beamed in any particular direction, they can target any specific individual, because every individual is broadcasting their own completely unique electromagnetic frequency signal, just like you have your own totally unique thumbprint and fingerprint that can be used as an ID, or you have your own totally unique iris scan, which can be read through an iris scanner. In the same way, the graphene oxide enables your body to generate an electromagnetic frequency that is specifically yours and yours alone. So, from any remote distance, satellite, 30 miles away, secret locations, they can program the 5G and then soon to be 6G cell tower to emit specific numerical frequencies that can do a host of positive things or a host of negative things. On the negative side, they can beam an EMF wave into you that can specifically target you to be depressed, to be sexually aroused, to have anxiety, to have any number of diseases or organ failures, to have ADD, to have cancer. It is precise beyond the scope of the imagination. And if you're doubtful about it, you need to quit being doubtful. Read my books. I have documentation on the history of this technology. These technologies began in 1947. Now, the other thing that these technologies can do, are the intelligence agencies for the United States discovered that American diplomats were being secretly beamed from a remote distance. They were being zapped with an electromagnetic frequency from a communist country and targeting specific American individuals who worked at the American embassy, who were all mysteriously coming down with cancer, until our intelligence agencies exposed it. This operation was known as the Havana Syndrome, and it's real, and it happened, and people are still suffering from it now. So, these technologies can be weaponized. They can cause people to commit suicide and have breakdowns and to hear voices in their head. In fact, I have documentation. I have the engineering blueprints. I talk about it in my books, like Power from On High and A Prophecy of the Future of America. And I can show you the electronic diagrams of how these EMF frequencies can affect or specific organs, parts of the brain, certain physiological attributes, and so on and so forth. From the negative side. On the positive side, unfortunately, we don't see too much in terms of development on the positive side, but these same specific EMF frequencies have the capacity of generating a EMF wave that can then supercharge your immune system. It can target and eradicate certain diseases like cancer, schizophrenia, an entire Alzheimer's. So there's a whole spectrum of negatives that EMF frequencies that can produce, and there's a whole sequence of positives that they can produce. But when we're dealing with the militarization or the weaponization of EMF technologies, it's almost all 100% negative. So what does this mean? It means that as a Christian, as a man or a woman created in the image of God, you can no longer move forward with your life and look the other way. You can no longer pretend, be in a state of denial. You can no longer afford the luxury of accepting a spirit of fear. You have to come to the place in your life where you're willing to make a decision. And when you make that decision, it simply consists of coming to the place in your life where you recognize that you are in a raging spiritual battle on the level of the spiritual battle described in the book of Revelation during the last days. You're in that battle now. And God has given his children, that's you, that's me, and all true believers in Jesus Christ, God has given us the spiritual weapons, the spiritual knowledge, and the spiritual power we need right now to fight the evil one and the powers of darkness. And to literally, we have been given the power by God to drive the enemy back off of our land, off of our families, off of the institutions, the career paths, and off of our life, off of our future, off of our children. If we remain passive, the enemy will continue to come in and oppress. And the Bible says that the devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Right now, the devil is unchained, and he's going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The biblical implication is he may not devour everyone. He can only devour those believers and those people who are offering up little or no resistance against him. But believers who are wearing the full armor of God, who are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, also known as power from on high, it is those believers who have been clothed with power from on high and who are wearing the full armor of God that have the power to overcome the devil and drive him from the land that was given to God's people, so that when the Bible says we are to occupy until Jesus comes, Jesus meant exactly that, occupy until I come. So our job is not to retreat, not to faint, not to enter a state of fear. Our job is to occupy until Jesus Christ comes. Now, the Apostle Paul, and now this affects, by the way, this is not just spiritual language for your entertainment. These words of truth coming from the Bible are actual instructions from the infinite personal living God of the universe. They are actual instructions on how to wage spiritual warfare in the last days and overcome the powers of darkness, the devil, and the evil one. So we are to literally, by faith, put on the full armor of God. And just like a Roman soldier had to wear the full armor to protect himself in battle, so too the Apostle Paul reminds us that we are in a life and death spiritual battle, and we must put on the full armor of God completely. To the degree we obey God and put on the full armor of God, it is to that degree we can be protected from the attacks of the devil, from the flaming missiles of the evil one, and win the spiritual battle. To the degree we obey God's word by faith, and to the degree we exercise our faith, it is to that degree we will open up and possess for ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, and our fellow brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. It is to that degree we will occupy the land of America in the last days until the Lord returns. As those that occupy the land until he comes, that simply means we are to use our spiritual authority, which is the highest authority there is. It's the authority of Jesus Christ, the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We exercise our authority, and we drive the demonic powers back. We destroy them. We overcome them. So what else do we need to do? We need to get down to the basics. We need to read the Word of God on a regular basis. We need to meditate into the Word of God. We need to apply the Word of God. The Word of God is life and flesh to our bones. The Word of God, by the way, is also Jesus. Jesus is the Word that has become flesh. The biblical God is the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, who is Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is when Jesus Christ lives inside of us because we have invited Jesus Christ to come into our lives, our inner man, by faith, and we become born again or new creatures in Jesus Christ. Then at that moment, the literal truth of the Bible's words, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, becomes a reality. And the greater one lives inside of us. That means he that is inside of us, Jesus Christ, is greater than any demon, any fallen angel, Lucifer, or any person who's received the mark of the beast. And it's in that modality, it's in that choice that we become in reality more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. More than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So then we can take the land and occupy it. And we are just about on the precipice of doing just that. You are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. We know our time is running short in terms of the time frame of the Paul McGuire Report, but this closing segment, which is brief, but it's power-packed, and I urge you to listen to it, even if you have to go to another link or whatever. I urge you to listen to the final summary of what I believe God, through his word, is trying to communicate to the church, because it's on the basis of our ability to understand by faith the truth of the word of God, or it's on the basis of our sinful choice to be bewildered and confused, where we become paralyzed and incapable of becoming more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So let's let the rubber meet the road here and read what God's word is telling us regarding this hour in human history, the hour that you and I were called by God before the foundation of the world to live in. Okay, so in the book of Ephesians, we read a number of things. Number one, in verse 19, Ephesians 1, 19, it says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power?" That right here is a revelation from God about how you and I and all believers can be victorious in the midst of a raging spiritual battle right now at this second. So let's open this up real quick. What is the exceeding greatness? Not just the greatness. What is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us? In other words, God saying, contemplate on the fact that I have given you the dunamis dynamite power of God, the explosive power of God, power from on high, the power of the Holy Spirit. Meditate upon the fact that I have granted you power from on high, this overwhelming power that will move in our lives with unprecedented force to the degree that we believe in his word according to the working of his mighty power. Notice it didn't say according to the working of his power. It says according to the working of his mighty power. We need to have our minds renewed so we understand that we are the sons and daughters of the living God. And that means we possess already by faith the exceeding greatness of his power. And we also by faith and by what we believe receive according to the working of his mighty power. So the biblical Christian should not be afraid of the awesome, mighty, exceeding power of God. This is a power that's so great that it cannot be contained, and it reveals itself in the dunamis, the dynamite explosive detonation of the power of God, also known as power from on high. This is something that flows out of our lives by faith. And to the degree that you and I want to hook into it is to the degree that the level of that power will begin to flow out of our lives. Now, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So that means the supernatural overwhelming power, power from on high, that God has granted every true believer, that's you and me, that supernatural power that God has given us it overwhelms, it dominates, it subjugates all principalities and powers. These are hierarchical rankings of demons. But the power of the demons is nothing compared to the overwhelming power of the dunamis dynamite power of God. And we need to remember that. It's also the dunamis dynamite power of God is vastly far above every name that is named. Names like Lucifer, names like the Antichrist, the false prophet, or the name of any Satanist or Luciferian. Any name that is named that represents Satan or rebellion against God, that name has no real value. That name represents no real authority because that name is eroded, degraded, and diminished by the supernatural power of Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it says this, and he put, who? Jesus, all things under his feet. That means he treads upon. Putting all things under your feet means you are part of the body of Christ. What you put your feet upon is an exercise of the reality of your spiritual authority over whatever you put your feet upon. And gave him, Jesus, to be head over all things to the church. So as members of the supernatural body of Christ, we are called by God to be the head over all things as the supernatural body of Christ. We're just not who we are as individuals. We are together the supernatural body of Christ. Now, as we continue to read this, we see what else God has for us, and it's incredibly powerful. In fact, God has given us the power to shake the earth, to shake the heavens, to destroy armies of demons and principalities and powers. But we must make these biblical principles, we must embrace them by faith as realities, not as a wish list, not as a series of, gee, I hope this happens, or I hope that happens. No, if we're in the hope mentality or the wish mentality, we are outside of the will of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? In order to be squarely inside the will of God, we have to be walking in the center, in the core of who God is and what God wants to do through us. So in Ephesians chapter 3, it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Again, God has clothed us with power from on high. The level of that power is so great and it's so mighty, nothing can constrain it. Now to him who is able to do, that's Jesus who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. So Jesus, there's nothing that limits Jesus. Jesus is able to do so far beyond anything we can ask or think, and he is able to do anything he chooses to do with exceeding abundance according to the power that works in us. What exactly is it that could be classified as the power that works inside of us? The power that works inside of us is Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. Its manifestation is the dunamis dynamite power of God, the explosive power of God. There is nothing more powerful in this multidimensional reality than the supernatural power of God. And you and I have been given the supernatural power of God along with the authority of Jesus Christ to unleash it. And that is a guarantee that we will be victorious in every battlefield that we encounter. What else does God tell us? He tells us that not only are we part of the body of Christ, that we are new men and women in Jesus Christ, not only does he tell us that, he commands us to walk in love, he commands us to walk in the light, and God tells us regarding our time here on earth, he tells us, he commands us. How many Christians do you know are truly obedient to this command by faith? Let me read you the command, and then you evaluate yourself as I evaluate myself and survey the body of Christ in America. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. So God is commanding us not to be drunk on wine or high on drugs. God is telling us that we have the capacity to be filled with the Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is a supernatural release of the Spirit of God. And you and I are like loaded for bear. And we have the capacity at any moment we choose, by faith and through the authority of Jesus Christ embedded inside of us by Jesus when we were born again, we have God's divine and supernatural authority to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When true believers are filled with the Holy Spirit, a biblical first great awakening happened, a biblical second great awakening happened, and yes, a biblical and authentically theological biblical third great awakening can and should and will erupt in America and take over America spiritually, drive out the oppression to the degree we are faithful to God and to the degree that the sovereign God and King Jesus Christ allows it. So, what else has God given us? Because this is the time we are being called to turn the battle around. The days of being paralyzed in fear, having panic attacks, and suffering from endless paranoia and self-doubt are over, baby. It's over. It's gone. So let me read you the Word of God and let us renew our minds so we start to think, talk, and act like the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what Jesus Christ has to say to us through the Apostle Paul. Let's listen carefully. In these words is the key to our freedom, our victory, and our deliverance. Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So our strength does not come from ourselves. We are to be strong in the Lord and the power of his Holy Spirit. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes, or the strategies of the devil. Obviously, Lucifer is strategic, but we can overwhelm his strategies to the degree that we stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We are fighting against, and it's a hierarchy of demons and Luciferian entities. We are fighting against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So right here, think of America, think of the world, think of the crisis after crisis, think of the fear and terror that literally permeates the atmosphere of America, and ask yourself, is this the will of God, that fear and terror and chaos permeates the spiritual atmosphere of America? Is this God's will for my life and our lives and my children's life? And after thinking about that for a moment, recognize as the Spirit of God illuminates your inner man or woman, and the revelation knowledge of God explodes with the life force of God in your inner man or woman, and you hear the answer to that question resonating in divine frequency inside your inner being, you hear the words of the Lord. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, levels of demons, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So that hierarchy of demons, which have assumed illegal control over the spiritual atmosphere of America, over our economic, educational, legal, governmental, scientific, theological, and church and other institutions, they have exercised illegal control. If you listen to the Lord carefully, if you cry out to the Lord from the very core of your being, if every person listening to me talk now here on the Paul McGuire Report, if you acted on what the Lord is saying to all of us right now, and if you spread this message far and wide, and if you were diligent in spreading this message far and wide, the Lord would do everything we asked him to do if we began our petition and prayer with repentance. The Lord would do a mighty thing among us. Understand that this present reality that we live in, where we are currently suffering as the children of Israel suffered as slaves under the Egyptian Pharaoh God King system, understand that this momentary suffering, where we're on a pilgrimage or just passing through this present world system, understand that this represents only a brief moment in time. And understand that at this moment, the Lord is speaking to you and me, and the Lord is speaking to every one of his servants. And the Lord is depositing in us now the knowledge of God on a far higher level than ever before. And when we receive this knowledge of God by faith in our inner man or woman, this will produce divine revelation by the Spirit of God, a divine revelation which will show us precisely how we can destroy the counterfeit dominion of Satan and his demons and fallen angels. We no longer have to bow in fear to the Luciferian elite, to the three globalist corporations that have counterfeitly stolen the world system, or the secret societies that manipulate occult power, satanic power, and Luciferian power in order to counterfeitly rule this world system and rule the universe. The moment we decide in our hearts, and that means right now, that we are no longer going to accept the status quo, we're no longer going to go along with Satan's program, which entails us going into captivity and becoming slaves. We make the decision together that that is over. We repent for allowing it to happen. We repent for not believing God. We repent for worshiping false gods. We ask to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And then cleansed by the blood of Jesus, right now, at this very moment, at this very nanosecond, every one of you listening who desires with a passion to be clothed with power from on high and to make a difference in the balance of power in the visible realm and in the invisible realm, every one of us who will join together in the power of agreeing prayer will do so now. And as we do this together, we will release the divine energy of God in an unprecedented manner. It will be above and beyond in terms of the power of raising the vibration of godly electromagnetic frequencies. It will be above and beyond anything that has been demonstrated through the children of God in previous generations. In fact, it will be above and beyond the power that flowed through the early disciples as they sought God the Father in obedience to the commandment of Jesus Christ when they went to Jerusalem to tarry in Jerusalem until the Father sent upon them and clothed them with power from on high. Now we are many, many years in the future from that reality. And we have come back to the same place outside of space and time. We have come back to the place where we need to repent, we need to seek God, and then in faith we need to ask God to send us his power with unprecedented force. Repent of unbelief, repent of theological skepticism, and open our hearts and minds to a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. And allow, because we cannot doubt God and at the same time expect God to move. We need to allow God, by an act of our will and by faith, to exercise his lordship in the earth. This act of obedience in our part, collectively, as every one of you dispersed around the world and across the United States listening to this program, as every one of you marches forward in faith and seizes hold of the promises of God, as every one of you radically obeys the Lord will do things that he has not done in and through his church since the first century. This will be the beginning, to whatever degree that the Lord allows, to whatever degree that the sovereign king permits, this will be the beginnings, the first volleys of an authentic biblical Word of God, Holy Spirit revival, not to be confused with the great apostasy, not to be confused with false prophets and false teachers and counterfeit revivals. All of those counterfeits will come to pass, but the existence of the counterfeit should not diminish the ever-present reality of the authentic, the viable, and the true truth, which is the authentic biblical power of God that the Lord God Almighty seeks as he sits on his throne now. He seeks to release in the earth. So let us pray together, believing God together, for the beginning of a release from heaven that will sweep through the earth, and let us not cause shame to ourselves by doubting the Lord God, the Lord Most High God. Let us not doubt the Lord Most High God as we petition him together in prayer right now. Would you join me in a very brief prayer, and we will believe God together. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to forgive us for our sins individually, to forgive us for our sins collectively. We ask that you would cleanse us of all of our sins, past, present, and future. Forgive us for our unbelief. Forgive us for our unbelief intertwined with false theology. Forgive us for doubting your word. Forgive us for retreating from your word, God. We ask you to forgive us for not using and exercising the authority that you gave us in Jesus Christ. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, through the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, let every one of us open our hearts and invite you now, in case we have not done so in the past. We invite you right now, Lord Jesus Christ, to come into our lives and make us born again. We thank you, Jesus, for coming into our inner man and inner woman, regenerating us by the Spirit of God and making us born again. And now, Jesus, we do what the disciples did when they tarried in Jerusalem, except we tarry now in the contemporary world. We ask you, Jesus, not on the basis of what we deserve, because we know we don't deserve for you to answer anything. We are coming to you purely on the basis of grace or unmerited favor. There is nothing that I have done or any of us have done, collectively or individually, that even remotely warrants a biblical revival or a biblical third great awakening. So our appeal for your divine intervention, O Lord God, our Master, is not based on some kind of track record or some kind of legalistic effort to perform in order to earn the visitation of your power. We repent of all of that, Lord, and ask to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. So we come to you boldly to the throne of grace, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, purely by faith. And so it is purely by faith and in faith, washed by the blood of Jesus, that we ask you now, God, together, wherever we are, even if you're hearing this weeks later or months later, God is a God beyond time and space. We ask you now, God, you see what's happening in the world, and we grieve as you grieve. Our world has become like Mystery Babylon. The people are worshiping Lucifer in their hearts, and our sins stink to high heaven, Lord. We're sorry. We repent. We cry out to you, Jesus, and ask that right now you would send the full and complete power of your Holy Spirit from heaven into the earth. We ask right now, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, we ask right now that you would clothe us supernaturally with power from on high. And so we extend our hands upward, palms outward, raising our hands, facing the throne room of God in the invisible realm. Lord, we praise you out loud. We praise you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Lord, as we praise you and as we worship you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we ask that right now, at this exact second, at this exact moment in time, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, that you would release completely your full power, that you would release right now the fullness of power from on high upon me and everyone listening and everyone who hears this prayer, that they would be drawn in by the Spirit of God to agree with us in prayer and to receive by faith in prayer the fullness right now of power from on high. So, Lord, we receive right now the fullness of power from on high. We get our doubt, our unbelief, our cynicism, we repent of it, God. It's putrefied, and we ask that the blood of Jesus would cleanse us of that foulness, Lord. Fill us with, clothe us with power from on high. Right now, Jesus, we praise you as you're clothing us with power from on high. Lord, in the invisible realm, we see the windows of heaven opened. And from the windows of heaven that have been opened, we see that you're pouring out your Holy Spirit in all its power and majesty and fullness. In short, power from on high, the dunamis dynamite power of God, detonating and exploding in multiple dimensions. We open our arms in worship and we receive the full infusion, the full infilling of power from on high, God, in the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we praise you and we thank you that power from on high is visiting us with force, the dunamis dynamite force of God. We worship you, Lord, as we receive the force, the life force of God. We worship you, Lord, as we receive, we can feel it now in our cells, Lord. Our cells are beginning to radiate and vibrate with the specific numerical electromagnetic frequency that represents power from on high and the power of the Holy Spirit. We receive it into our body, soul, and spirit now in the name of Jesus. We receive it. We drink it in, God. Praise your holy name. Lord, as we're praising you and worshiping you and humbling ourselves before you, on our knees, Father, we praise your name, we magnify you, and we thank you that right now there is the massive detonation, the massive dynamite-like explosion of power from on high, the dunamis. So, Lord, let the dunamis erupt in a dunamis explosion of loving, righteous violence against the principalities and powers and violence against the demonic strongholds. Let them be vaporized with the glory and the power of God. Praise your name, Jesus. Now, Lord God Almighty, please visit us in each individual family. Visit us in each individual household. Visit us in each community, each church, each fellowship. Visit us in every nation. Visit us in America, the EU, and every nation on planet Earth. Lord, in America especially, we plead the blood of the Lamb on America. We have sinned outrageously before you, Lord, and we repent. We repent right now for violating and trampling and spitting on the covenant that you made between yourself and the Pilgrims and Puritans. Lord, we dare to ask you, based on your mercy and your grace, your unmerited favor, and due to the blood of Jesus Christ, we dare to ask you to release your power from on high in order to restore the fullness of your covenant that you made between yourself and the Bible-believing Pilgrims and Puritans. Forgive us for not believing the Bible, Lord, and renew your covenant with us as you renewed your covenant with the Pilgrims and Puritans, God. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Lord, there are strong men. There are the chief followers of Lucifer and Satan. They have incredible power and incredible money. But Lord, we declare to you that in reality, they are nothing more than the alleged giants in the land of Canaan. They come off like giants, and our temptation is to fear them. We do not fear them, Lord. We reject fear. We perceive these alleged giants, God. We perceive them as the grasshoppers they are, the impotent, weak, fragile grasshoppers that they are. That's how we perceive them, Lord, as we worship you. And when we look at them, Lord, we ask that your glory and power would reframe our perception and their perception and perception in general in the natural world. Reframe perception according to your laws, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we praise you that as you are reframing our perception, we see ourselves as the giants of faith, as the mighty men of God, filled with the dunamis dynamite power of the Holy Spirit. And then simultaneously, we see them as impotent, weak, fragile grasshoppers. And Lord, they see us and tremble because they see us as giants. And their knees knock together because simultaneously they see themselves as grasshoppers. And the land, it represents the promised land, which you've given us, Lord. And so our report to you now regarding America and every other nation, regarding the Great Reset people and the WEF and the rest of those ungodly organizations, we praise your name, Jesus. We worship you. And we call down power from on high. We call down the power of God from heaven to burn up, to engulf, to destroy every demonic stronghold, every sinful organization in the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Lord, let your fire from heaven be unquenchable and let it consume the demons, the demonic curses, and the demonic organizations, God, in the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We invite your infilling into our hearts and lives. We invite your infusion into this nation. We invite the infusion of your spirit into every spiritual battle, God, in the name of Jesus. We see the Luciferian elite as those great imposters, that we see them as fragile, old, dying men and women who have illegally stolen our inheritance. They have stolen it based on a concoction of lies. And Father, right now we pray that your wrath and your fire would burn up the illegal documents of their counterfeit possession of our promised land. We ask that power from on high and the accompanying fire would consume and devour every stronghold, everything that they have stolen. The innocence of pure lives in sex trafficking and drugs, the innocence and purity of land and territory and tribes and money and trade routes and economics and money and power, all that they've stolen, Father, we ask now in the name of Jesus that your mighty angelic armies would come down to the earth and they would seize swiftly and they would seize with unprecedented power and strength, that your angelic armies would take back every single thing that was stolen by these followers of Lucifer, including the souls that they have stolen and the souls that they have planned, that they plan on stealing, God, in the name of Jesus. So we praise you, Lord. We thank you for the entrance of your power, the entrance of your glory, the entrance of your majesty, and we claim in Jesus' name. We seal up in heaven a vision of a new America. Even if it's just a remnant of a new America, then Lord, let that remnant be birthed. Let it be vibrant and protected, God, in the name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord, because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you have a divine plan that includes the fact that we, the elect, you knew us before the foundation of the world, and you have destined us to rule and reign with you in glorified bodies, to sit on thrones with our names on them, and to rule and reign with you in heaven, in the new Jerusalem, the new earth, and the new heavens for all eternity. We thank you, God, that Lucifer, Satan, all of the demons, the hierarchies of demons, all of the fallen angels, all of the hybrids, and all of the bloodline families, and all those who have received the mark of the beast, Lord, we proactively ask that your power would cleanse the land and you would scoop up all these rebels and send them into the lake of fire, God, in the name of Jesus, and send them into your cosmic prison in the name of Jesus. And then at your appointed time, come back in full force invasion at the second coming. Come with the armies of heaven. Come on your white horse, Jesus, and destroy and burn up all of the nations that have entered into an unholy alliance and have gathered together in order to attack you and attempt to vainly block you from returning to the earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God. Praise your holy name, Jesus. We worship you. We release this. And we thank you, God, that you have reframed the paradigm, that you have burnt up the lies and created a new narrative on truth. And anything that would attempt to assault the new narrative of truth, that you would shatter into a billion pieces, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank you for your glory and your power, God. And we say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We will, by your power, occupy until you come. And we choose to stand together as one. We surrender our selfishness and pettiness to you, and we ask that you would raise us up into the maturity of men and women who are joint heirs with Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You're listening to Paul McGuire. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm asking you, as your brother in Christ, to spread this message far and wide. I'm asking you to pray. I'm asking you to donate, and I'm asking you to fight the battle on every battlefield for our sake and the sake of the body of Christ, for your sake and the sake of your children and grandchildren. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.